Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to this Zoom practices together. How wonderful to see you. Let's take a few moments of breathing into our heart. Feeling the breath entering our heart as love, and filling our heart, and then as we breathe out, radiating out that love all the way around us. So breathing in love and breathing out love. Feeling that with every breath that we take, our breath reaches a little bit deeper and relaxes us a little bit more, so that we become more and more present. More and more here with our own heart and also feeling the presence of all these other hearts. And then we're gonna open our eyes and look at, give a little welcome to everybody here. I'm going to mute you, yeah, Natalie. So how precious it is that we can be together in this way and, in this presence of, in this heart space and in this presence. So let's say the occasion. I wonder. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it in all the different languages that we have here, because we have so many. So it's such a rich and beautiful way of connecting again and hearing each other's attunement through these different words, different languages. So I'm going to start in Estonian. Ühtsuse poole, armastuse, harmoonia ja ilu täiuslikkuse poole, ainsa olendi poole, ühendatud kõigi valgustunud hingedega, kes loovad meistrikehastuse, juhti ja vaimu. And now I'm going to pass it on to Jahanara. And then you can pass it on to the next person after yourself.
Jedinému. Dokonalosti lásky, harmonie a krásy. K jedinému bytí, spojenému se všemi osvícenými bytostmi, které tvoří vtělení mistra, ducha, jenž vede. And I pass it on to Alina.
Dem einen entgegen, der Vollkommenheit, der Liebe, der Harmonie und der Schönheit, dem Einzigseienden, vereint mit all den erleuchteten Seelen, die den Meister, den Geist der Führung verkörpern. Now pass it on to Rouhani, if you can hear me, and if you're willing.
Yes, I hope it's okay. Terre l'unique, la perfection d'amour, d'harmonie et de beauté, le seul être uni à toutes les âmes illuminées qui forment l'incorporation du Maître. L'esprit guide. Janara?
Towards the one, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who I
Who form the
the
embodiment?
embodiment of the master, the spirit of guidance. I should practice it more often.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And welcome everybody here. I had this thought for today, and perhaps for some time for our next gatherings, when we come together, to do a little bit of reading from Hazrat Inayat Khan, and then maybe take that into the practice, whatever we do. And the paper that jumped out to me was Hazrat Inayat Khan's The Inner Life. And when it jumped out to me, it is also with commentary from Murshid Sam. Then I was reading it and I was thinking, yes, actually, in many ways, this describes the path, our path from the beginning. And I always think I'm just a beginner, I'm still, I can get as much out of the very how do I say that? The first practices that I have ever learned. I still love them and I still find a lot of benefit in those. And so sometimes it's good to remember or remind ourselves of these kind of questions of why are we on this path? What are we doing? What do we want from this path? And then maybe contemplate also on the words then of Hazrat Inayat Khan and Murshid Sam and on their kind of wise words to accompany us on this path. So perhaps I'll just get started with that. And if you have any questions or any kind of any insights or anything that comes up, you're very welcome to interrupt and say, "Hey, can we pause here for a moment and contemplate together?" Something like that. Okay. So the first chapter is the preparation for the journey. And so all these Hazrat Inayat Khan's and Murshid Sam's texts go in a way that Hazrat Inayat Khan's texts are called the Gataka, and then Murshid Sam's commentaries are called the tasawwuf. That's the walking in the footsteps of a teacher. So Murshid Sam is kind of elaborating and and giving his own angle on Hazrat Inayat Khan's teachings. So we begin with the Gataka. The inner life is a journey. And before starting to take it, there is a certain preparation necessary. If one is not prepared, there is always the risk of having to return before one has arrived at one's destination. And Murshid Sam's commentary, Tasawwuf, goes like this. The inner life is called tariqat by the Sufis. Different schools are called tariqs, and they have different methods, but the same goal. Within the schools, every disciple may have some special training or prescriptions, and it is possible that within a single school or order, different disciples have very different ways. And sometimes a disciple of a certain school or order may have practices akin to those of another school or order. And then Gataka again, Hazrat Inayat Khan. When a person goes on a journey, and when he has to accomplish something, he must know what is necessary for the path and what he must take with him in order that his journey may become easy and that he may accomplish what he has started to accomplish. Tasawwuf. The aspirant is asked to have a belief in God and respect for his initiator. In the preparations, there are the candidates' katakas, and now there is an abundance of printed literature not available in earlier times. All this literature, as well as that from kindred sources, helps to orient the aspirant. It is not necessary to get a deep impression from the literature, but if one does not get a deep impression from the literature, or from the persons who are guiding him, or from the initiator, he is not ready for this path. He may be ready for spiritual instruction, but not necessarily on this path. So that's an interesting one. I feel that you know, we can get the deep impressions, or we can gather our heart knowledge, so to speak, from books, from teachers, from our initiators. And if it does not happen, then it might be that we are not yet ready for you know, to journey deeper on this particular path. So maybe we can just contemplate a little bit about where do we draw our inspiration from? Where do we, you know, where do we get our spiritual nourishment in this moment? Or, you know, at this time in general, maybe. So let's take a moment and just go back into our breath and feel our breath in rhythm, so that the in-breath and the out-breath are in harmony. And then looking back at the perhaps the last weeks, or maybe the beginning of this year, since the beginning of this year. It's kind of fresher in our mind. And thinking who or what or how have we received inspiration or support or sort of spiritual nourishment. And just acknowledging where does our nourishment come from at this point in time? What have we done? Or who have we been with? And just giving a little inner yashakur to whatever we have done that has inspired and supported us on the path. And to those beings, those people who have also inspired us and been there for us. And whether these beings are in the body or not. Amen. So we move on a little bit more, a little bit more reading. So Gataka is the journey one takes in the inner life is as long as the distance between life and death. It being the longest journey one ever takes throughout life. And one must have everything prepared so that after reaching a certain distance, one may not have to turn back. The journey one takes in the inner life is as long as the distance between life and death. It being the longest journey one ever takes throughout life. So now Tasawuf from Murshid Sam. There are some teachers who wish to help everybody they meet, so they do not have many requirements at the beginning. There can be no law for this. What is needed is an understanding of the processes that go beyond the material world, of the immediate time and space, and to orient the aspirant to the fullness of life, his own and that of others. So what is needed is an understanding of the processes that go beyond the material world, of the immediate time and space, and to orient the aspirant to the fullness of life, his own and that of others. It's lovely, eh? And Murshid Sam goes on saying that When we understand the whole brotherhood and sisterhood of our humankind, when we accept our work for one single brotherhood and sisterhood in the parenthood of God, we work differently than when we see all people as separated individuals. Sufism has been called the journey of God to God, in God. But in the beginning, we must not add too many ideas, and we must increase the potentiality of feeling. Sufism has been called the journey of God to God in God. But in the beginning, we must not add too many ideas, and we must increase the potentiality of feeling. So that's why we are doing the practices more than, I guess, the direct teachings, just to really feel, and have the experience of, you know, of what this journey is for us and what does it mean, and you know, once we have that feeling, then everything starts to open up. So, I think maybe that's enough of reading for now. Let's do a little bit of practice. And we go back to the very beginning, to the beginning of all the practices for me. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So bringing back that sense of that whatever we do, that every step, every breath we take, we begin with that sense of feeling the love, feeling compassion, feeling mercy, all this, all that love is for us, and what we feel for the others around us, that what is to be living in God, you could say, journeying to God and in God and with God, journeying with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 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 Bismillah Erachmanerachim, Bismillah, Erachmanerachim, Bismillah, Erachmanerachim. Bismillah 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 Let's just breathe with that phrase for a little bit. Just with a feeling of taking every breath in that vibration. beginning in the name of the One. All love, all compassion. Feeling that breath going into our heart, nourishing us, and then radiating out as love to all those who are around us, our family and friends, our neighbors. Breathing in love, breathing out love, and now letting go of that concentration, just sending out love and blessings to our fellow Murids, to our Sangha, to our people we know who are traveling, journeying on this path with us. Peace and blessings to all our teachers, all the beings of light, through whom this river of light flows to us and through us. Peace and blessings to all beings, to all parts of the world, especially in areas where there is struggling, suffering, war. Sending that breath of peace, that breath of love. Amen. I